with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. We did our normal BS first segment, but Barbecue Bob and I are here, and I think we want to talk a little bit about sandwiches today.
You know, and the reason this was, I guess, top of mind for me is because I've been doing a deep dive into Anthony Bourdain.
Okay.
And my daughter Emily, you know, is a big foodie. She's with the Food Network, and she's a huge fan of his, and she got me to paying attention to him a few years back when I really didn't pay much attention to him. I thought he was cool and, you know, this and that, but I started watching his old tapes and shows, and I've been noticing old articles of his and really researching what his little pearls of wisdom were. And one page I ran into just had, like, you know, a bunch of things you should do, you should know if you're serving guests. And one of the things he said is don't practice on guests.
100%.
So, you know, don't experiment with a dish if you have guests coming over.
That's right.
And it's just great advice. We've all done it. We've all tried something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if it's a close friend, it doesn't really matter so much because they might give you a pass and they're getting a free meal anyway.
Right.
But if it's got, like, sauerkraut and ice cream, you might want to shy away from it.
Yeah, yeah. And you are correct. We've all done it. And there's a few things I don't do, and that's one of them. Just because when we purport to know what we're doing when we're cooking, I mean, talking about this stuff every week like we do, I can blow it. You can blow it. Things happen.
Oh, man.
And you put just a little too much of this or that in it. And
or you get distracted.
It's not like a performance every time somebody comes over, but there's an expectation.
I think you're lying.
You know, there's an expectation, and at the end of the day, you want it to be good when they have it. So
okay, I was honest. We went to a party with Charlie at Charlie Slosher's house, and you know, you said you played around with this, and I said, well, I knew you were coming, so I had to do something special too.
Right.
You made me up my game. And I actually did a creation, and it turned out good.
It did.
It was still, I was taking that chance, but I just thought, I'm not going to do the same old thing either.
Right.
It is kind of how grilling guys, whether you're in the show or not, all of you out there are grilling guys and grilling gals. If you're listening to the show, that's the reason you listen, is because you're grilling freaks, you're fanatics, you love grilling.
Right.
And an awful lot of women and more women are getting into grilling.
Right.
And that's for various number of reasons.
So let's talk about that. We'll get to sandwiches at some point. Maybe never. Who knows? But that party reminds me, I brought in what I called pork belly burnt ends, my first attempt at them.
And so we both took a chance.
Right. So basically what I did is I bought a pork belly, cut it into ribbons, across the belly. So they're like inch wide, and I cut them into cubes. So I had like an inch by inch cube. And I put those cubes on a pan on the smoker because I was afraid they'd fall through the grate, right? Seasoned them up and then put them on the smoker and let them smoke down for a couple hours till I figured they were done. And then I took them off, rolled them in some that apple sauce, the barbecue sauce. It's an apple
the stuff
flavor.
I made for you?
Yeah. So then I put them in that, and I put them back in the grill covered in a pan and let them cook down so they got a little tacky. And that was something I'd never done, and I brought it to the same party that you brought that dish to. You guys were all polite and said, yeah, well, you know, they taste great, but the texture was off because the fat on the pork belly was half of every bite. And I think that what I needed to do is, rather than put them on the pan with the sauce on them, I needed to put them on the grill and render some of that fat off there, because if a pork belly has a layer of protein meat, muscle meat or belly, and a layer of fat on it. And
there's all kinds of ways you can adjust things like that.
Too much fat in your mouth.
To try.
Was my problem with
it. And some people like that, some don't. One thing maybe also you can do if you're going to try that is it's the way you're trimming that pork belly.
Right.
If you know you're going to do that going in, maybe you would trim it differently And what you have is generally two or three veins of meat and then big pieces of fat in between. I might consider separating those and trimming them down a little bit just to get rid of the fat, get it out of the way right up front. Then your smoking process could be shorter.
A lot shorter, yeah.
Because it's easy to oversmoke a pork belly.
Right.
You really don't want to. You really want the best pork belly I ever had was when you and I went to some Mexican place and these guys had pork belly tacos. And I don't know quite what they did, but I think they were very lightly deep fried and they were tender as could be.
Right.
And that was like the best pork belly I've ever had. And mm-hmm. I've been trying to replicate it and I haven't quite gotten that down, but I know what you're saying. And I think you just got to keep, this goes with my other thing here, practice and repetition makes a difference.
Yep.
And that's from Anthony Bourdain. The dude's, you know, pretty storied.
Right.
And I bet you he has plenty of pork belly stories that, yeah. you know, he wasn't
but
thrilled
it's so
with.
Flavorful. You got to have some of the fat, in my opinion, because that's where you get the contrast in flavor. And the people that'll put up with a little bit of that really enjoy the flavor overall when you take, because it's one bite at a time. You're not
right.
biting it at two or three pieces.
Right.
You're popping it in your mouth or cut that size accordingly. And when that all goes together, your taste buds just explode with that. But some of them were way too fatty in my mind. So, but I did that. I broke the rule is where I'm going, is I brought something
but
that I'd never made before.
But I saw an awful lot of people eating them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was an 8-pound pork belly, and there were 4 pounds of it in there. And we ate most of them. And, you know, my doodle and my Labrador got the rest when we got home. But
so let's do a sandwich.
Really?
This I found in this article about Anthony Bourdain. This is his favorite sandwich. It's called a mortadella sandwich.
Okay.
And if you've ever gone to a nice Italian deli, they sell a lunch meat called mortadella. And you'll see it very often in the finer meat sections. And it looks like bologna with these white specks in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's fat.
Right.
So what he does is he takes that and he flash fries each piece real quick. And he stacks it up on a sandwich and he puts it on a bun with melted provolone and then some honey Dijon or
ooh,
mayo.
Ooh.
And the picture of this thing, it's a 1/2 pound of meat.
Okay.
It was... Conrad, you'd love this thing.
So,
it was. It just says bite me.
So is yeah. it a big? Is bite it a big me. Round?
They, a big they make Kaiser.
It,
but yeah, no.
The meat
comes in a loaf, so
right,
it's going to
yeah.
look like bologna
right.
with a bunch of fat in it. It's
okay.
called mortadella.
Okay.
And it's very popular. I've never really cared for it because of the fat, but when I saw him frying it up, I said, I got to do that.
Yeah.
So
it's cut thin.
It's cut very thin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like shaved prime rib. You know.
So it crisps
when you
up
do those steak sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't totally crisp up, but you could see the edges were curling a little
yeah.
bit. So he just flashed it enough to get it to melt that fat.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, dude, I'm sure it changed the flavor profile.
Sure.
Totally.
Well, and the texture certainly.
Ugh.
And that's part of it. I mean, you know, the what it feels like when you take a bite of it.
I'm
too.
Sure it's sure. a gut bomb.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it could be.
The secret to every sandwich.
So we will get to another sandwich here because last week we talked to our buddy T-Gid. We talked about a boil. He's in Lafayette, Louisiana. And guess what? We're going to call him again because he does this thing called a shrimp po' boy. And they're tasty. But we want to talk to the guy who does it for real. So we're going to be going to T-Gid down in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we appreciate you listening. We'll be back.